So as you say, it's not an impossible mission because from what you saw in the World 2020, you feel they've got the talent to qualify for the ICC Cricket World Cup then?
Yeah, it's a different format, but if you look at a team which gets 175 in the first 2020 and then loses, and then turn things around, get 183 and then lose again. So two heavy defeats, having scored so heavily, obviously have a sapping effect on the team. They started to turn things around again, but I think the damage had been inflicted very, very early on. And it's difficult, especially the 2020 game is so fast and it moves so quickly that you can be out of the game within 2 overs, 3 overs. They've shown enough that if they're resolute enough and they put certain things in place for batting order to start with, something like that, so they will be able to turn things around. The challenge will be for the batters how to bat on pitches in New Zealand, because ball is going to seam around and it's going to be a little bit cold as well. And in Kenya, you know, pitches are pretty bland and the weather is always reasonably warm.
Will you have any sort of role at all at the actual World Cup qualifier?
I think that is something has been mentioned. But I'm a little bit reluctant at this time of the year because we are very busy at the ICC Academy and being intrinsically involved with all the cricket programs. I may not be given the liberty to go there. And then it's up to the Kenyan cricket boards if they do want me to go or they think 10 days is enough and then they can move forward from there. We'll only probably come across that when I go to Kenya and look at the situation. Does it demand that I go to and be involved with them in the World Cup? It's yet to be seen.
It's a great time for the ICC Academy, though, isn't it? Because obviously you're going to do this work with Cricket Kenya now. This week coming up, we've got Afghanistan and Ireland here on the main oval for the ICC Intercontinental Cup final. There's an awful lot of work that goes on and has gone on with the UAE under-19 side ahead of that World Cup and the UAE senior side ahead of the World Cup qualifier as well. There's a lot of work that the ICC Academy is doing with a lot of countries at the moment, isn't it?
Well, Brian, when the concept of the ICC Academy was first moved, it was always the vision to be doing all of this stuff. It's taken us a little bit of time to get established and be in a position to offer so much to all these international teams. And we started very, very slowly with our interaction with the high-performance program of the ICC, running batting camps for them in South Africa, and then in two batting camps here, one at the stadium, one at the academy, and then some work with Dale and I did for them in Netherlands. So this has been an ongoing thing. But finally, now we're in a position to actually offer an awful lot more to the international team, not just our facilities alone, with our the coaching help they need to have, or if they want to send the under-19s, the A sides, or the national sides. It's all there. And I can also tell you that whoever has come here has come back and back again. Even the teams like West Indies, who were so far, thousands of miles away, they were so impressed that not just an international team, they actually sent their under-19 teams there. So that speaks volumes for us.
And of course, coming up, Sri Lanka against Pakistan as well. So the facilities will be used by full members as well.
Yes, again, we've just had South Africa and Pakistan. And now Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and it's an ongoing thing. It's fantastic for cricket. In UAE, cricket has moved a few notches up in this part of the world. And one of the main reasons, the international teams are playing here all the time. And I think we're very proud to be playing a central figure in that and inviting all of these teams there, playing a pivotal role. And just imagine, I've said that before, we've got 600 kids playing cricket here at our ovals, at our indoor centre. And regularly, every year, they rub shoulders with the likes of Jack Cullis. Or can you imagine if I was growing up here and I was 10 years of age and I came across somebody like Misbah Haq or Matthew Hayden or names like that, and that would make my day and probably push me to a different level to try and achieve and become somebody like them.